Faces of oil puddings and tastes of sandboard coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Fairmont Men's College, Fairmont, California. On behalf of Betsy Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Rain Oval, and Dorcas Sooty, the Gordon Waters, the Stern, Pat Benson, the Gershwin Queen, Jack Mathers, and our special guest, Roy Rogers, and the Sons of the Pioneers. And here are Betsy Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
And the Claremont.
Yeah. Well, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, you frightened me, Bergen. You really gave me quite a stir.
Good.
Don't ever sneak up on me like that.
No, all right, I won't. I'm sorry. I didn't know, Charlie. I didn't know you were so high strung.
Oh, I am, Bergen. Really, I am. I am just a bundle of nerves.
Is that so?
Yeah. Not just plain nerves, but twitching nerves.
Is that so?
Just a mess of nerves. There I go again.
Yeah. Well, what brought all this on?
Undoubtedly overwork, Mr. Bergen.
Overwork?
Yes, sir. My poor little brain, it's just always, you know, it's just always ticking, ticking, ticking.
Yes.
Schoolwork, homework, tests, examination. I tell you, Bergen, it's driving me mad.
Yes.
Really, utterly mad.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Charlie, but remember, hard work never killed anyone.
No, but there's no use taking any chances. Oh, my poor little brain just can't take it. It's muscle bound from something.
Yeah. Well, what is the trouble?
Well, I got a physiology test tomorrow.
Yes.
Messy things, you know.
Yes.
It's all about the brain and the nervous system, you see?
Yes.
Oh, it's very technical. Pardon me.
No.
There ought to be one down there.
No. I suppose you tell me what you know about the brain.
Well, the brain.
Yes.
My brain is bounded on the north by hair.
Yes.
On the east and west by ears, and on the south by knee.
I see. Well, that's quite good.
Yeah.
If you really are interested, Charlie, in passing this test, I'll be glad to help you.
Oh, you are good.
Yes. Now, let's take the divisions of the brain.
All right, we will.
Yes. And if you won't mind, I will use some technical terms.
Please do.
Yes.
You know, I've read up on this stuff myself a little, you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. I'm not illiterate.
No. Now, the brain is divided into three parts.
Uh-huh.
Cerebrum, cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they? I say, what are they?
Well, you just said them.
Yes, I know. I want you to tell me what they are.
Weren't you listening?
Yes. I repeat, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they?
There's the cereal, the silly belly, and the oblong alligator.
No.
Warm?
No, you're not even warm. They're Latin words.
Make it a Latin alligator.
No. I thought you'd read books on the subject.
Well, I say books. It wasn't a very fat book. It didn't cover it thoroughly.
I see.
Tell the truth, it was more of a pamphlet.
A pamphlet?
Yeah.
How thick?
Oh, I see. Around one page.
Around one page. Was it Heflinger's treatise on psychoneurology?
Not Heflinger's, no. Oh, I don't think it was.
Well, just what was it?
Well, if you must know, it was on the back of an iodine bottle.
On the back of an iodine bottle. Just as I thought, you know nothing whatsoever about the subject.
I think that sums it up, yeah.
Yeah. Very well. Now, let's take the Latin word cerebellum.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's pull the legs off first. Now, wait.
Now, first of all, what does Sarah mean to you?
Nothing, really. She's hardly more than a good friend. But a lovable kid, all right.
Now, what about Bellum?
She came in with Sarah, all right.
I can see I'll have to give you a simple illustration of how the brain works.
Well, you got the brain to do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, I like those little nasty digs. All right.
Now, let us take an example.
Let's do.
Now, suppose, let us say I want to move my arm.
Oh, let's say that.
Yeah.
Oh, what mad fun. All right.
I want to move my arm, and lo and behold, it moves.
It did, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, you're so clever. Do you tie your own shoelaces?
Now, that was an example of a voluntary action. Now, I'll give you an example of an involuntary action.
Well, you can't pronounce it almost.
Yeah, yeah. Suppose I put your hand on a hot stove.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, well, all right. I'll put my hand on a hot stove.
That I like.
Yeah, all right. I'll put it another way.
Put it in the stove.
No. You're standing on a railroad track and a train is coming along. What do you do?
I get off the track.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's a...